Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Saturday, March 12th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The winter of 1989-1990 in the eastern two-thirds of the nation had been brutal. November 1989 started mild in the western part of the nation and a bit cooler in the east. It was nothing out of the ordinary. The weather, however, changed dramatically in late November. It turned very cold with numerous snowstorms in the central states and the east. In the Midwest, temperatures averaged in some places more than 15 degrees below normal, and it ranked as one of the five coldest Decembers on record. And the fierce winter was just getting started. At the end of December, just a day before Christmas, one of the greatest coastal snowstorms ever recorded struck South and North Carolina. By Christmas morning, 1989, snow reached almost 4 inches in depth in Charleston, South Carolina, 15 inches in Wilmington, North Carolina, and more than a foot all the way out on Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Snow covered the ground as far south as Tampa and Daytona Beach. In January and February of 1990, temperatures began to moderate somewhat, but it remained cold and snowy in many places in the east. In mid-March, winter broke, and it did so by completely flipping the script. Warm air started to build across the Plain States, and by March 10th, the jet stream that had dropped far south in the United States and brought the cold air with it had retreated quickly northward into Canada. That allowed the warm air out west to pour into the east. On March 12th, 1990, we saw unheard-of record-high temperatures. The mercury reached 90 in Raleigh, North Carolina, 87 in Norfolk, 86 on the beaches of Atlantic City, and an amazing 95 degrees in Baltimore, Maryland, breaking a record that had stood for 100 years. Meanwhile, cool air still held out over New England and Long Island. While readings in northern New Jersey soared into the upper 80s, central Long Island was chilly. LaGuardia Airport, a mere 60 miles away in New York City, reached no higher than 47. But the winter was clearly on the run on March 12th of 1990, and no more Arctic air reached into the eastern states until the following winter. And that's what happened on March 12th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.